Welcome back. I am so glad you're here. Each week, I want to create a follow-up episode that is short, sweet, and all about the action steps from this week's longer podcast. So every week, my goal is to distill down the episode into a couple of bullet points that you can take action on immediately to make a big impact in your business. I want you to take what you've learned in the longer format episode from Tuesday and, you know, actually apply it, right? Go do it, go do the thing. If you're new here, welcome. I am your host of the Efficient Advisor podcast, Libby Greiley. And I started from scratch a 100% referral-only planning practice that I built and grew to seven figures as a solo advisor, all while working just 3 days a week and taking off 14 weeks a year so that I could be a super present mom, wife, sister, friend, daughter, and frankly, a travel-obsessed human. I am here to walk alongside you and to show you how to do exactly the same and to help you take immediate action on the most important strategies for scaling, organizing, and creating less stress and overwhelm in your business. We are about to transform your practice, so move over overwhelm and get out of the way, exhaustion. It is time to take that one right next step to build a business and a life that you love. This week's interview was with Robin Crane, a best-selling author, CFP, and her sweet spot is being a financial marketing expert for women who want to grow their financial services businesses. And Robin is really fun. So she started off in the business around the same time that I did and just had a really rough start. And I love when she shares about her story and she talks about how hard it was in the beginning, because I think sometimes we tend to neglect or forget how freaking difficult it is to get up and running in this business. And then it's also really difficult to maintain it. I know it gets easier, and I will tell you it does get easier. It becomes a different kind of hard, right? As you hit new levels, you experience new devils. But I love when advisors are really open and share how hard it was, and that, you know, we don't want everyone else looking around going, well, why is it so easy for everyone else? And it feels so hard for me. So I love when Robin shares about when she was using kind of these archaic marketing and sort of traditional marketing formulas that just really don't work. And I love how she shared how she felt like she was failing and how then she went to Tony Robbins' event, sort of got her mindset right. And it's really, I love when she shared about staying on the path and it's all about who you are becoming. And Robin then dove into her 5-step revenue accelerator system. And if you remember, those are the 5 M's. There was mindset. And I love how she shared about how you had to have conviction about what it is that you are doing before you can really genuinely have like a really great sales process or a great sales strategy. And I think a big piece for me in the coaching work that I do with advisors is from a conviction standpoint is having a process that you follow time in, time out, wash, rinse, repeat, that's really, really good that you can continue to enhance and to make better as you grow in your financial services business. And knowing what it is that you offer in your process, the more firm you are in your process, the more, you know, firm you are in your team's ability to deliver a consistent experience to your clients over and over again, the more conviction you will feel. So I love that. The second M was market. So she talked about really starting to specialize and niching down. And, you know, we talk about this ideal client avatar, you know, pretty consistently over here. And I will link the episode, I believe it's number 10, in the show notes, all about building out your ideal client avatar and really trying to get into the head of the niche that you want to be working with. And what Robin shared was, you know, don't get so hung up on a particular age group. And I'm totally with her on this. Don't get hung up on a particular age group or a particular company that you want to work with their employees or something super specific, unless you know that that's really where your heart is and that's the kind of work that you want to do. You can, in the interim, until you get really specific, and at some point we do want you to niche down, we do want you to specialize, but if you're not quite there yet, you're newer to the business, or you're not exactly sure what you want your niche to be, this idea of just understanding who is that one person in your book right now that you work with that you'd love to work with 10 more of, and going from there. So I thought that was really great. The third M was messaging. And this is, what do you say to get people to take action? How do you have a strong call to action? And I will link the episode, again, the Elevate Your Elevator Pitch, where we talk about building out a message that explains what the transformation a client is going to experience is working with you. Who do you help? You know, what are you? Who do you help? How do you help them? And what is the end result that the client is going to experience, or these people are going to experience by working with you? Okay. And then Robin talked about money-making activities, and she and her program, so she is known for her FEM program. And one of the things she talks about is finding efficiencies in your schedule and making time to do money-making activities. And she has, you know, her own formula and her own program all built around the secret sauce that is her 1 to 2 hours a day of money-making activities. But really this idea, what I took away from it, or kind of the lens that I was looking at it through as we were chatting, was thinking about this thing from a leverage standpoint. And how do you automate? How do you delegate? How do you delete? How do you streamline? How do you systematize? How do you process, build processes so that you can have a couple of extra hours every day or every week or whatever to really direct towards the activities that bring in revenue? Okay, the fifth M she mentioned was monetize, and this is having an actual sales process. So again, this is part of her special sauce, and I don't know if it gets into, you know, marketing funnels or actually what you're saying to clients to call them into action, but I'm right there with her on having an actual documented marketing process, a documented client experience process, a documented start to finish planning process, a documented onboarding process, a documented investment process, all of the things leading up to a documented sales process. This, I think, makes a ton of sense, really understanding what is the product that you're offering, how do you sell it, how do you pitch it to your ideal client avatar, all the things. So Robin has a 7-step marketing plan that you can get for free. I will link that in the show notes for you guys. She's also got an event coming up here in just a week or two that she shared all about on the longer episode. And Robin's thing is all about getting the right butts in the seats. We talked about butts a whole lot on the episode this week, but that's really a critically important thing, right? You can build out the world's most amazing process with me, but if we don't have the right butts in the seats to share our process with and to use our planning process on and to use our sales process on, right? It's all going to be kind of for naught. So make sure you check out Robin's stuff. Thank you guys so much for listening this week. I appreciate you tuning in. And because of your listenership and the reviews that you guys leave, the podcast has become one of the top podcasts for the financial advising audience. So I couldn't be more grateful for you guys sharing in this with me each and every week and allowing me to talk at you. I have a bunch of really great guests coming up and a couple really spectacular solo episodes in the pipeline. So I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. And if you have benefited from this podcast in any way, shape, or form, could you do me a solid and leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever it is that you listen to podcasts? You don't even have to type a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo. You can literally just hit 5 stars and thank you very much. If you think the podcast is worth anything less than 5 stars, you can just keep your opinion to yourself. You don't need to put that out there over there on iTunes. Just kidding. I hope you guys enjoy this. Have an amazing rest of your week.